Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 1039 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Our very special guest is Craig Grossi, and he's the—he's so many things, but he's the author of a great book, and it's a must-get for everyone. Second Chances, A Marine, His Dog, and Finding Redemption. And he's a Purple Heart recipient. He's, of course, a vet, and what a story he's got. And he's doing some wonderful things in the Maine prison system with service dog program and working with vets, training them. There's nothing bad about this story. I mean, just absolutely heartwarming and wonderful. Fred, his dear friend and dog that he went back to get in Afghanistan. I'm going to let him tell the story. But Craig, how are you?
Hey Frank, we're really good. Thank you so much for having us on. It's great to be with you. And it's been an incredible journey that since over 10 years ago now, I came across Fred on an Afghani battlefield, and a pretty unlikely place to meet such a special soul. And he's been leading me on an adventure basically ever since.
Yeah, amazing. And some of the, I hear different stories, and, I work with some groups here that rescue dogs overseas, and especially with vets and paws of war, mm-hmm. and so forth. But they tell me nightmare stories about how in the Middle East, dogs are treated. Sometimes they cut the ears off, whatever. In many cases, they're completely mistreated. When I see Fred, he looks perfectly intact, thank God. First of all, is that true? Is there a cruelness that happens to dogs overseas that we don't necessarily see here? And secondly, is Fred okay?
Yeah, that's great. Great question. And first off, Fred is more than okay. Fred is thriving. He's a very, very happy, very healthy dog, and he loves living up. We live now in Maine. For a long time, we lived in the Washington, D.C. area. That's where I'm originally from. But life has kind of led us to Maine, and he's really embraced the lifestyle up here, and so he's doing great. Thanks for asking. And in terms of just the cruelty, I wish I could say that it's isolated to the Afghanistan and countries that are in similar situations, but you can find examples of it in our own country of cutting ears and training dogs to fight and mistreating them for the purpose of cruelty, or for, maybe fighting or something like that. I mean, that does happen, here in our own country and throughout the world. I would say from my experience in Afghanistan, what I saw most was just kind of neglect. The people of Helmand Province, and specifically Sangin, where Fred is from, they took very good care of their livestock, of their animals that they depend on. But they're some of the absolutely most poor people that I've ever encountered in my life in terms of resources. So they can't really take on a companion, animal, a pet like that. They're incredibly strong and resilient and giving people, but they just don't have the resources to take care of dogs. So they kind of fall to the side.
Yeah. Before we get into the book, which is absolutely great, just released and getting rave reviews already. Again, Second Chances.
Oh, thank you.
A Marine, His Dog, and Finding Redemption, everyone. It's a must get for everyone. But let me just say this. I was in Africa, and I do a lot of traveling, and I was in Africa a couple different spots a few years back. And I remember going into stores and looking for pet food. And just couldn't see it, couldn't find it.
Right.
And my guide, the man I hired to help me get around to the safaris and everything else, he looked at me like I had two heads when I said dog food. he said, the dog will pick up whatever he finds. But do you find that to be the case? Is there dog food, set over there, or is it rare?
Yeah, that's a really interesting experience that you had. Yeah, I mean, no, absolutely not. There's no concept whatsoever of food specifically for dogs in a place like Afghanistan. They're very much scavengers and hunters, kind of had to be on their own. And Fred, we would watch Fred, and I think he kind of figured out in the days before we showed up, you know, because we kind of landed on Fred. He didn't approach our base or anything like that. We kind of inserted out of helicopters and kind of landed on Fred. And I think he figured out a little trick because he's on the smaller side. A lot of the dogs over there were pretty big. I think he figured out if he could handle the heat of the day, that he would kind of be uncontested in terms of scavenging and wow. looking for food. If he could just be out in the sun, because most of the time, once that sun went down, that's when the dogs really, really became active and they were out hunting and scavenging.
Wow. Craig, give us an overview of the book. Don't spoil it. We want everyone to get it, but give us a rundown.
Of course, yeah. So, I mean, it's, in a lot of ways picks up where Craig and Fred, my first book, leaves off, but in no way is it a sequel. It kind of just is a natural kind of evolution between the two books, and it starts with Fred and I back in our trusty 1988 Toyota Land Cruiser, and we're headed to Maine State Prison. And it's the entire book basically takes place inside the prison. But I really take the reader on a journey, that I'm going through as I get to know the men, within its walls and their stories and the dogs that they're working very, very closely with, and pouring their entire heart and soul into, for the benefit of veterans that most of them will never know and ever meet.
Yeah, and we've always got to remember that. Look, there are hardened criminals, and there are some terrible people in prisons, but there are also vets, and we have to treat them differently, knowing what they come back from, and you know, we hear the nightmare stories of suicide and PTSD. The prisoners that are the veteran prisoners cannot be treated the same way that the hardened lifelong criminals are. And any chance we get to do this or approve this, it's a little payback to them. And I think it's great what you're doing. I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. If you can, anything that you want to add to this? And before we let you go, give us a website, a social media site where people could follow along with you and Fred.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so you can get the book Second Chances just about anywhere you get books. And yeah, if you want to keep up with Fred and I, it's our website is fredtheafghan.com, and our social media is fredtheafghan on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Well, listen, it's a beautiful story. Congratulations, and thank you for everything that you've done. The Purple Heart is the hardest award ever to get, you know, and just absolutely amazing. And we could never thank you, your colleagues, and everything else that you've done overseas. But what you're doing here is just absolutely great. Craig Grossi, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Craig Grossi, everyone. His book is called Second Chances, and it's about him rescuing. And I mean, this is really a rescue. I mean, going overseas to rescue a dog is different. We have two rescues, but we basically went to, went to the shelters to get them, and we drove a little ways. I mean, he flew back to Afghanistan to find Fred. And I mentioned Paws of War and Robert Massiri and Dory Schofield. The work that they've done locally here and just nationwide, worldwide, they've just done some great things. And what they do is they go overseas and they find dogs that were companions to folks that were serving our country. And they search them out and they find them before they're destroyed or tortured or whatever. And they put them back together. It's as heartwarming as you can get. And this is very similar. I'd love to see them all get together and everyone who's doing that kind of work. First of all, dog lovers will love this book. And anyone who appreciates what the veterans do and have done for us, it's thankless once they get back here. It really is. And, a lot of those folks end up in prison because, there's mental and emotional problems that come along. And unfortunately, it's not an easy world to come back into once you've seen the horrors of war. And again, I'm just going off of their words. I've never seen them, seen the tortures and the horrors out there. But, to treat the prisoners all the same, to treat hardened criminals that are just, killers and rapists and murderers, to group them all together with veterans who came over here and made a mistake or some kind of robbery or some kind of, you know, crime of passion. I don't know. We just have to have a different view of the folks when they get here and realize that that they've seen things that no human being should see, and they have dealt with it. So, you know, my heart goes out to this guy. First time I'm talking to him, and hopefully we'll get him back for a longer period of time. His book just came out. Please get it. Second Chances, A Marine, His Dog, and Finding Redemption. It's about Craig Grossi and Fred, the dog he found over there. And again, a real rescue dog. And he's doing all kinds of great work in the Maine prison system with his fellow vets that have been incarcerated over there. And again, Purple Heart recipient, Georgetown graduate Craig Grossi has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.